20% off? I'm in.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show. Robert Scott Bell Show.
Scientists at the National Centers for Disease Control released the results of our study.
Is the deadly disease AIDS now a health threat to the general population?
Robert Scott Bell.
What is the difference between HIV and AIDS?
I don't know exactly.
HIV is wow.
I know the difference.
HIV is less deadly.
Robert Scott Bell.
We just found something that'll scare the American people so they won't give us more money.
An additional $30 billion.
At least $50 billion.
We're investing $30 million in new money.
There were memos around the CDC that says we need to find a new place.
It's ludicrous that you can be positive in one country and not positive in another.
What happens if you're positive on one criteria but negative on another manufacturer's criteria? How do you decide who's infected and who's not?
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
Yes, welcome back to the United States of Health Talk Radio, going global, blowing worldwide. Today, in fact, as we preempt World AIDS Day, this time, this hour, defending HIV scientism is indefensible. They actually have no legitimate defense. And if you are just tuning in, welcome. This is the place where we cover things in health and healing and freedom, where no one else dares to tread in the regular media. Yes, I know we have a lot of commercials, but again, that's commercial radio. We've got to deal with it. And again, that's how we're able to do this on the air every week. So thank my sponsors. I am not kidding you. They are brave and courageous to stand up for scientific integrity. And today, as we are doing every week, let me say this every year at this time, we preempt World AIDS Treatment Day because December 1st, that's when they do it. Every year, the AIDS mainstream trotting out its sales force to sell you a new drug, a modification of an old drug. Get yourself tested. Every bench tells you to get tested. And, of course, here is where you learn that the tests do not detect the presence or absence of the phantom retrovirus, never caught in the act of doing anything. Yet they will throw this net across all people of planet Earth, particularly those in the minority. If you happen to have more pigment than less, if you happen to have a certain sexual orientation and not another, they're going to pick you out and take you out via the phantom diagnosis of an immune deficiency that is not caused by exosomic kind of spew from your cells. We'll talk with Liam Sheff, my dear friend, investigative journalist, this hour. Last hour you heard from David Steele, attorney. We're going to hear from him moments again to follow up on some of the stories. Also, we heard from Clark Baker and the good work he's doing since he revealed Gallows Egg some years ago. And, of course, this hour we've got Joan Shenton. We're going to be talking more about the AZT, the chemotherapeutic agents, and wiping out, like in a genocidal fashion, many young men around planet Earth in the name of an immune deficiency, as I said, that was not caused by the retrovirus known as HIV. We've got the pharmaceutically conflicted United Nations once again spreading lies about a spreading phantom retrovirus. And, of course, we have, they're promoted by the same pharmaceutically conflicted NGOs, non-governmental organizations like the World Health Organizations that profit from the spread of such disinformation. And as well this hour, we've got Scott Kennedy, we've got Chris Barr. We'll talk whole food nutrition because we want to give you some positives, whether you have understood what we're saying. And I think you can. This is very simple when you boil it right down. That immune deficiency is due to a lack of whole food nutrients, that which was designed by God for all of us to consume and eat and live well and healthy. And, of course, it's also immune deficiency is contributed by that which is intoxicating, that which is toxic and poisonous to the body, whether it be vaccines for which Bill Gates wants to hit every child on planet Earth. Why, as I talked about last week, he says so he can reduce population on planet Earth. You got to scratch your head when you hear that. Wait a second. I thought you to vaccinate. Everybody's protected. But he says, no, if we vaccinate all the children, we can reduce the global population. Scratch your head and think about that for a minute. There are people who do not value life the way you do, the way I do here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. That's just a fact. It's sad. It's horrific. It's horrendous here. We are on the Thanksgiving weekend being grateful for all the life-sustaining
elements that are out there, the people that are doing good work, but yet we have to acknowledge that right now the Department of Homeland Security sits squarely in the middle of your freedom in the future, the freedom for your children, as they're snatching up websites. Yes, that's right. They're confiscating websites without due process of law. We're sitting on the precipice of Senate Bill 510, the misnamed so-called Food Safety Act, where only the FDA, the Freedom Disallowed Association, could make food safety an oxymoron. And that's what they're doing. Senator Hatch has now come out against it. If you have not contacted your senators, now is the time to do it. Call, fax, email, whatever you got to do. Visit the offices. Let them know. We have no place for more bureaucratic oligarchy, cancerous growth, snuffing out the freedom. The sustaining information here that comes through the Robert Scott Bell Show and others, they're giving you the real deal, the real information about restoring immune integrity, which is, again, what we're doing here today for sure. Yes, I've got links to all of this at robertscottbell.com, including David Steele from last hour and this hour as well, Clark Baker, Liam Sheff, Joan Shenton, Charles Geschechter. Go to robertscottbell.com. You can see it. You can link to their websites as well, learn more about what they're doing. And, of course, as we tie it all in this hour, I want to go back to David Steele and Liam Sheff. Liam, catch us up to speed because we need to follow up with David in this segment before we go to Joan. Go ahead, Liam.
What David was talking about was the impact that these crazed tests and these crazed drugs have on actual people. The case of a father in his 40s who was given a fraudulent HIV test diagnosis and took the recommended drugs and died very, very horribly of cancers that are associated with the drugs, not with anything else in his lifestyle, but with the drugs that he was taking. Joan Shenton did a wonderful, groundbreaking research in the 90s through her Meditel organization. That she's a very serious journalist and has made these wonderful movies that unfortunately don't get seen on the likes of Frontline over here, which are always telling us to be terrified of the bird flu and all these other make-believe things. Joan watched in the 90s the process of getting young healthy men to hit early and hit hard with the drugs, and I hope that she'll be able to tell what happened to, frankly, hundreds of thousands of healthy young gay men who decided to trust the NIH, etc.
Yeah, well, exactly. And David, you're taking it to the courts. Attorney David Steele, I have a link to his website as well at robertscottbell.com. And David, you're continuing some phenomenal work. And as Clark Baker said off the air, you know, there's no attorney on planet Earth that knows more about the whole AIDS-HIV controversy and is doing such good. David, we appreciate all that you're doing.
Well, I thank you very much, and I thank you for all your work also on the air. I think it's important to make, you know, one important point. Our objective is to cure people of AIDS. Okay, it's to reduce suffering. That's the only objective. I mean, I want to give AIDS patients a hug. And I don't care, frankly, if you're gay or straight. All the more. Here's another hug. It's not a gay disease, and it's not necessarily a fatal diagnosis because the test is so unreliable. But the problem is that a test result for HIV really scares people. I mean, it's psychologically damaging, and it really shouldn't be because of so many uncertainties. A good physician who is using HIV tests would have the common sense to say, hey, I'm not exactly sure what this test means, so let's hold off on these drugs a little bit. Let's do some research in the literature. Let's see if you have any other conditions that may trigger a positive result on this antibody test. Some of those conditions are harmless and benign. I mean, pregnancy is one. Everyone knows that. So, you know, it would be much better if these AIDS practitioners and these AIDS, you know, the drug makers would take a step back and just look at what they've created here. What we've created, or what they've created, is this fear campaign in order to scare people so much that they'll do what you want. And what they want to do is sell you drugs.
Now, I want to acknowledge, too, those of you just tuning in, if you missed the first hour of the program, you'll have to catch the podcast absolutely free. You can link through robertscottbell.com for that. You're going to hear some stunning and shocking information for those of you new to this story. If you've never heard the controversies behind the HIV causation hypothesis of AIDS, the fact that many, many scientists and, of course, investigative journalists here on this radio show for many years. We've been talking about it, dispute the entire causation hypothesis. And, of course, the great documentary film by Brent Leung, House of Numbers, is available, houseofnumbers.com. Everybody should view that. So you begin to see things. You're stunned. You're shocked to hear these scientists contradicting one another, almost as if they are schizophrenic. And we are not, let's say, diagnosing nor calling that they need drugs. The point is, the recovery from immune deficiency, whether it be caused by a phantom retrovirus or not, is not going to be done by poisoning and intoxicating. It's an entire faulty paradigm. But now it's gotten worse because the average American here or anywhere around the world, anywhere, what country you're listening to, could be snared in this net of HIVology and HIVism, scientism, as Liam Sheff has called it. Because of all the false so-called positives, you may be snared in it and then become criminalized simply for having human interaction with another based on a phantom retrovirus that cannot even be detected. And so what we see with David Steele, with Clark Baker, work in the legal realm to get people back to their senses here, because the scientists have lost their minds.
Yeah, I think that's right. I mean, the scientists have become so myopic on this issue that it's really mind-boggling. They're supposed to be the ones who weigh evidence for and against a proposition. But instead, they just go to the well every single time. The virus will kill you. Let's take some drugs. And they can't get out of that endless loop. Immune deficiency is a major problem, as you point out. I mean, there's no denying.
It's very real, yes.
Exactly. There's no denying that there's people who are sick who need to be treated. I mean, that's stipulated. But the question is, what really is causing this immune deficiency, and what's a good solution for it? Giving toxic drugs that cause leukopenia and neutropenia, all that does is exacerbate your immune deficiency condition.
Yep, and we're gonna talk about, let's say, restoring integrity to the immune system as well this hour on the Robert Scott Bell Show. I want to thank David Steele and Liam Sheff. Sticks with me. We're going to have Joan Shetton live from the United Kingdom next. We're going to be talking about what wiped out scores of people otherwise could have recovered via the treatment for AIDS. Next on the Robert Scott Bell Show, go to robertscottbell.com. Say thanks to my sponsors. We'll be right back.
Nordic Naturals offers a complete line of omega-3s from fish in combination with omega-6s from organic borage oil and evening primrose oil. Involved in research and education, Nordic Naturals is the chosen brand for various clinical trials at accredited universities and research institutions. All of Nordic Naturals products are made exclusively from three fish species: Arctic cod, anchovies, and sardines, as they are naturally high in the omega-3 fatty acids EPA and DHA. Many of us lack essential fatty acids, or EFAs. Some of the early signs of EFA deficiency: fatigue, heart problems, immune weakness, poor circulation, and often depression. If you're one of the many Americans suffering from these symptoms, give Nordic Naturals a call at 800-662-2544 or visit them on the web at www.nordicnaturals.com. Nordic Naturals, the company that cares not only about you, but also the environment.
Good day, Jim Newcomer from IDIS Resources. November 26, 2010. Gold opened this morning at $1361.50. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1396.89, $698.45 for a half ounce, or $349.22 for a quarter ounce. That's $1396.89, $698.45, or $349.22.
Again, the Congressional Budget Office sounds the alarm, warning of Greek-style U.S. debt crisis. CBO is drawing a parallel between U.S. economy and the Greek economic meltdown. Debt to GDP climbing to unfamiliar territory and deficits rising to unsupportable levels. Hi, Ted Anderson. The Federal Debt and Risk of Financial Crises document the CBO has published is a must-read for every American. Covering the risks of deficit spending, aging population, and rising interest rates spells economic disaster. Call today at 800-686-2237. I'll send it free. Again, call 800-686-2237. Ask for the CBO document. Call 800-686-2237.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
You're listening to the Godzilla of Health Talk Radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Godzilla! Do you have the freedom to know facts and truth that is beyond the mouthpieces of the scientism, the religion of scientism? Those that support the worshiping of a phantom retrovirus. That's what we're doing today here on the United States of Health Talk Radio, preempting World AIDS Day, World AIDS Treatment Day, as Peter Duesberg called it a year or two ago, and getting you information you will not hear in the regular media because they're too pharmaceutically conflicted. They're unwilling to dig deeper than the surface and ask the questions that must be asked, which is why if you missed any part of this, you will want to link to the podcast, but that's for another day. Right now, I've got Liam Sheff. We're also joined by Joan Shenton. She has done so much work out of England in regards to covering the issue of AIDS and the false science and the dangerous science that is done. She's got a new documentary she's working on, Positively False, Birth of a Heresy. Joan Shenton, welcome back to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Thank you, Robert, and congratulations, because in England nobody is getting anywhere near what you're doing, not even starting. I am so amazed at your program and what you dare say.
Well, thanks to people like you, Liam Sheff, and others that have dug a lot of this out, it makes it much easier for people to access the information. We're finding ways to communicate it so that we can see through the world religion of the pharmaceuticalization of all life. And that, of course, is in opposition to much of the governments who have been bought by this paradigm. And so the freedom to do this is really becoming squeezed here in the United States, with the Department of Homeland Security now basically snatching websites, groping, x-raying all humans just because they want to travel. So it's become quite Orwellian here in the land of the free. So we've got to get this information out somehow. Liam, again, thanks. Welcome back.
Hey, it's great to be here. Jonas, a hero of everybody who's been researching this for a long time. I think Jones movies were one of the first series of movies I was shown. I was shown them by John Lauritsen. In the 90s, people like John Lauritsen, Celia Farber, Joan Shenton were on literally the front lines of this reporting, what was happening to human beings, not parroting press releases from the likes of Anthony Fauci and Robert Gallo, but reporting what was happening to human beings, reading the actual medical journals and reporting what they said about the drugs they were handing to people like candy the moment that they had one of these make-believe test results. And I'll just throw it to Joan. She's got the story. She watched what happened to literally a generation of young men.
Yes, Liam, I was devastated when we visited New York and we went to see Michael Elner of Heal New York and Frank Bernarkus, who had gathered some young men together who were on the very, very high doses of AZT. Michael and Frank had seen young men dying and they became so concerned that they started Heal New York. And we went to film for a documentary called AZT Cause for Concern. And as we filmed across America, I became aware that a whole generation of young gay men had simply died. None of them survived the high doses, the early high doses of AZT. And it wasn't just in America. It was also across Europe. And it was also members of the African community in London. When they were taken to hospital, when they tested positive, they died one after the other, women as well as men. And one of the most chilling and tragic moments was when I interviewed Alan Rowntree, who was really, he only had a few weeks to live. And he had dressed up beautifully in a caftan and a beautiful fez hat. And he'd come in, he could hardly walk. And I asked him what the effect AZT had had on him, what effects. And he said, and I quote, "The headaches came, the dizziness, the nausea. I had fingernails so black, it looked like I had nail polish on. The upset stomach, nothing tasted right. You couldn't listen to people because you didn't want to hear them because you were hurting so bad. It left me impotent. It destroyed my hopes for living. And 2 weeks later, Michael died. And this happened to a whole generation of young men and some women.
Yes, indeed. And we have, you know, I've talked to some of those women, including here in the United States, Carrie Stokely, who was almost destroyed by the AZTs and other drugs, which do abject destruction of the gastrointestinal tract, which is the seat of the immune system, the seat of the system that absorbs nutrients in order for us to function at all, much less have an immune system. And yet modern medicine is destroying that by the very treatment for immune deficiency.
Indeed. Well, I mean, AZT was developed as a cancer drug to actually kill cells. And we were giving people a drug that killed cells, that was a DNA chain terminator, to people who were highly vulnerable with immune suppression.
Well, it doesn't, you know, when you think of it, step back clearly and you look at it, you think, this is insane. The entire pharmaceuticalization of planet Earth is absolutely insane. It's causing the opposite impact of what they claim they want to do. As I said earlier, when here in the U.S. Nixon declared war on cancer, it was a war without end. In other words, it was designed to fail so that you could gather more and more people under the cancer wagon. Now they're X-raying every traveler trying to on planet Earth to give more ionizing radiation for what? So that they'll have more patients. This is really disgusting.
Now think about what Joan said, which she said so beautifully, so heartfeltly, so eloquently, and so truthfully, and compare that to what you hear on the news about AIDS. She's telling the story of what happens, the blackening of the fingernails, the death of the gastrointestinal tract, the inability to even function, and the quick, painful, horrifying death from high-dose, toxic, black-box-labeled drugs, so-called AIDS drugs. Think about that. Think about the number of dead. You just have to read the CDC reports. Before they introduced AZT in the late 80s, but really the early 90s, it really started funneling it into people's mouths, the death rate from this immune deficiency, which was really a relabeling of all kinds of other things anyway, was whittling to, it was significant, but it was in the range of thousands per year, maybe a little over 10,000. After the advent of AZT, the death rate climbed closer to 50,000. I mean, this was year after year, 92, 93, 94, 95, and then they started to pull back AZT, and they patted themselves on the back for inventing new helpful drugs. No, they just reduced AZT sixfold, tenfold.
Yeah.
I mean, they stopped killing people quickly. So the NIH and the CDC have on their hands the blood of hundreds of thousands of gay men who trusted them. And yet, the media won't touch it. And the gay community, unfortunately, doesn't seem to be engaged with its own survival in a meaningful way. And that is really a troubling conversation.
Well, and we expand beyond that, Liam, into every community, because as they try to test everybody and say it's responsible to test everybody, when you look, and we've talked about today, those that have missed it can go back and listen to the podcast later, all of the false positives associated with so many things that could happen in children, can happen in women, and have happened in women. And, of course, we realize that people are dying of iatrogenesis, which are medically induced deaths. This is horrific. It's worse than science fiction. It's science fact, and we're covering it here like nowhere else in the media on the United States of Health Talk Radio. Go to robertscottbell.com. Link to everything we're talking about here, as well as Joan Shenton. We're going to bring her back for a few more minutes and wrap up. We're going to talk about some nutritional means by which we can restore nutritional integrity, immune integrity, on the Robert Scott Bell Show with Scott Kennedy, Chris Farr, and others. Stay with me. Coming right back.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
When making important financial decisions, you should always know the facts. That's why Midas Resources is willing to pay you to read the facts. Midas Resources, a team of hand-picked financial specialists with decades of financial experience who are ready to provide you with state-of-the-art, up-to-date financial services. Midas Resources offers a host of services and stands behind their products. In fact, if you call and order their free Midas report, Midas Resources will pay you. This detailed report will provide you with financial history on the safest and most profitable areas to invest in. If you read the report, Midas Resources will send you a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar. So what are you waiting for? Get the facts and call Midas Resources toll free at 888-292-2709. That's 888-292-2709. And remember, if you read the Midas report, you'll receive a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping. An $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at goberkey.com. That's goberkey.com today.
Still worrying? From GMO to organic food in jeopardy, divided by economic turmoil, there is still an answer. With just a little knowledge easily acquired, you will literally see food everywhere. Author Linda Runyon has these skills from having lived this way of life and created the tools so you could too. Wild food is economical, nutritious, freely available, abundant, and free for the taking. It is a skill that takes little time to learn, but stays with you for life. And now for a limited time, it's all on sale. It's called the Bye Bye Old Website Sale. Can you guess what's coming? Absolutely everything's on sale across the board, including our already discounted packages. And you know, the holidays are coming up fast. We don't know if we're going to have another sale this year. This was the only one in 2010 so far. We've been lucky to keep our prices the same since 2008, but who knows what the future will bring. So go to ofthefield.com now, or call toll-free 1-888-51-EAT-FREE. That's ofthefield.com, or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE. And cross food off your to-do list.
I'm concerned about food for my family in the event of an emergency, and I know you are too. Are you ready? Don't wait for an emergency to happen. Put a plan together now with quality dehydrated food from Ready Reserve Foods. For nearly 40 years, Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, canning the finest in dehydrated foods. Other companies just broker canned foods. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer, controlling quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packing for maximum shelf life. Ready Reserve offers a balanced selection of fruits, vegetables, dairy products, proteins, and grains. Choose from a variety of pre-selected units or order by individual can to customize your own plan. When you purchase from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Call today for a free catalog, 1-800-453-2202, or visit ReadyReserveFoods.com. Call 1-800-453-2202. Ready Reserve Foods. Factory direct, wholesale pricing.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Roberts.
Could AIDS be simply evidence of nutrient deficiencies? Yes, we dare ask the question, and we shall dare answer it. My guest, Liam Sheff, stays with me. We're going to have Chris Barr momentarily. Scott Kennedy will join us in a little while. Right now, we're wrapping it up with Joan Shenton. Oh, brilliant, the way she's basically brought all of this together through the horrific 90s, where the iatrogenesis, medically induced disease and death due to AZT, as they call it in England, AZT here we say in America. She's part of the Immunity Resource Foundation. I've got it linked up at robertscottbell.com. Joan, tell us a little bit more about this project. Dr. Christian Fiala, who we had on here earlier in the year, is supporting it.
He is indeed. Well, he organized this really powerful conference in Vienna in June last year, which was of, it was before the World AIDS Conference, so it was a, had a really big impact before the World AIDS Conference. And at it, I gave a sort of video history of the dissident or AIDS rethinkers movement, and he came up with the idea that we should use the archive we've kept of all the video material, you know, the rushes, the footage and everything, and do a video history. I was terrified at the thought, but I'm now getting used to it, and we are moving ahead into production next year of a 1.5-hour documentary which will record the history of the dissident movement since the 80s. On, you know, and it's all on tape, but we've got to actually transfer the tape and digitize it. So yesterday, 60 hours of tape were taken away from me. I felt I was losing my life, you know.
Yes.
Because there aren't any copies of that.
Oh,
you know,
my goodness. Makes me nervous, too. But, you know, Joan, you've covered those that have dared question the heresy, you know, that is kind of the flat earth concept, the Copernican Galileo concept of those who have gone against the orthodoxy, gone against consensus, gone against the religious belief of pseudoscientists who have claimed a phantom retrovirus. Now we're learning with Liam Sheff, we may be talking about phantom or Trojan exosomes. And as we transition to that, Joan Shenton, I salute you. I thank you so much for being a part of the Preempting World AIDS Day here on the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Thank you, Robert, very much.
Joan, I know you'll keep up the great work, and as I said, we've got links at robertscottbell.com to Joan's work and more. We'll be covering this as time progresses. And Liam, transitioning to the Trojan exosomes as we go into nutritional explanations here.
Yeah, we've talked about death for an hour and a half. Let's talk about how to fix this problem.
Yes.
It should be known to all listeners that in 1985, Robert Gallo was a co-author on a paper that said that they could culture in human saliva what they were calling HIV, little budding protein particles, little protein bubbles popping out in human saliva of AIDS patients and, sitting down, perfectly healthy people. Mm-hmm. In other words, the stuff they were calling HIV, you could culture out of any cell that you were treating to some sorts of toxicity. You could get them to pop out these little particles. Well, it was about a year and a half ago, forgive me if I get the date slightly wrong, but the late Stephen Jay Gould, one of his last acts, I guess, was to co-publish a paper, co-author a paper, talking about the fact that these particles that they call HIV are really the same thing as these things they're now calling exosomes. In other words, little cells that are outside of cells, little parts of your cell that pop out, these little protein bubbles.
Particularly,
sound familiar?
If I may, particularly when the cells are under stress as well due to deficiency. And Chris Barr joins us 30 seconds till break, Chris, and we're going to do some more on the nutrition. But without selenium, the methylation process is corrupted. All kinds of strange things occur, do they not, Chris?
Well, yes, and now, I could spend the whole two-hour broadcast on just selenium and AIDS research and reasons for it. I've got just three paragraphs, probably for the next segment then, from the U.S. government that's dated back to 2002 on selenium and AIDS. They know selenium is a key to AIDS. They document it, but they don't promote it.
No, we'll tie it in next segment with Liam Sheff, Christopher Barr, and as well my dear friend Scott Kennedy. We'll talk about sea vegetation and its role in restoring immune health as well as probiotics. Oh, my gosh, the bacteria can help us. Yes, they can. This is the Robert Scott Bell Show. Back after this.
Aerial spraying, chemtrails, the modified atmosphere, heavy metals and pesticides, carcinogens and chemical fibers all falling from the sky. You have a choice to keep your body clean. Detoxify with microplant powder from hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. It's odorless and tasteless and used in any liquid or food. Protect your family now with microplant powder. Cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, and toxins. Order it now for daily intake and stock it now for long-term storage. Visit hempusa.org or call 908 691-2608 today.
It's the winter cold and flu supplement sale at HerbalHealer.com. Take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on the best cold and flu supplements available. Many of you know elderberry is exceptional against viral infections. Right now, Herbal Healer Academy has elderberry power, regularly priced at $16.95, now incredibly low, at only $10 for 60 vegetarian caps. For children and seniors, our Herbal Healer Academy Flu Away Elderberry Liquid is only $13 for a 4-ounce bottle. Also on super sale, olive leaf capsules, oregano oil plus capsules, and our incredible respirate formula, Oregacillin Physician Strength Capsules for your lungs. Normally $34.95, now just $25. Hit the winter specials link at HerbalHealer.com for these cold and flu supplement specials and other on-sale products like apple cider vinegar, brain power, and neuro recovery. New customers get a free catalog with your first order. Log on and hit the winter specials now at HerbalHealer.com.
This is Robert Scott Bell introducing you to Pharmacy Health. That's pharmacy with an F and an S. Pharmacy Super Sea Veg is a 12-species blend of whole, organic, red, brown, and green sea plants imported from pristine oceans from around the world. Scott Kennedy, president of Pharmacy Health and creator of Super Sea Veg, has made it his life's work to bring superior whole plant nutrition to Americans in vegetable capsules. Super Sea Veg contains all the elements necessary for cell regeneration and repair, moving your body towards homeostasis. Super Sea Veg is a true dietary food supplement, including vitamin D that feeds our bodies what we're missing. Super Sea Veg balances the pH of the blood and strengthens the immune system. Pharmacy Health's introductory offer is exclusive to my listeners. That's you. Buy two bottles of Super Sea Veg and get one bottle free. Go to SuperSeaVeg.com and type in the code word free ship to receive free shipping and handling on your first order. Or call 1-800-893-VEGG. That's 1-800-893-8344.
Giving the pharmaceutical industry cardiac arrest.
Clear.
It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Have the permission to heal. There. Did you need to hear it? You didn't? Well, either way, you do. You've always had it. And unfortunately, we've been convinced to turn it over to a bunch of elitists. The priestcraft and the church of biological mysticism, as my friend John Rappaport called them. And here, we are going directly to the source. We're going back to nutrition. Liam Sheff is still with me. We've got Christopher Barr, noted nutritional historian, dear friend, as well. We'll get to Scott Kennedy, hopefully, and talk about sea vegetation as well. But we're talking here about the nutrient deficiencies that are resulting in the so-called exosomic activity. In other words, spewing out certain materials from the cells when we don't have the selenium. And Chris Barr was talking about they know the science. It's not unknown. They know selenium's role in protecting the integrity of the cell, of the immune system, of every metabolic function.
Yeah, I'm looking right now at the United States government National Institutes of Health fact sheet on selenium and the section on selenium and HIV. It's up on the Internet. They've had it there since 2002, but it's dated information. Just a few highlights. Selenium deficiency is associated with decreased immune cell counts, increased disease progression of AIDS, and high risk of death in the AIDS population. AIDS gradually destroys the immune system, and oxidative stress may contribute to further damage of immune cells. Antioxidant nutrients such as selenium help protect cells from oxidative stress, thus potentially slowing progression of the disease. Then they cite the study with 125 men and women and note a higher rate of death in those that have low selenium levels. They note a study with children observed for 5 years. Those with the lowest selenium levels died at younger ages. This is just what the government admitted almost 10 years ago.
But Bill Gates wants to vaccinate. He doesn't want to give you selenium.
Yeah, and selenium would be a lot less expensive than vaccinating. Not to mention it doesn't have any negative effects, and it only nourishes and builds up.
Liam, you painted a great visual while we were on the break of the DNA and how selenium is playing here in the exosomes. Can you describe that for my listening audience?
Sure. Any of the necessary essential micronutrients that contribute to methylating DNA really what it means is DNA is this long, windy thing, and it has to be bound up tightly. It actually has these little ropes around it called histones or histone groups that keep it bound and in place. When a cell becomes intoxicated, poisoned, deregulated, those ropes break down, that methylation doesn't occur, those histone groups don't activate the way they're supposed to. The rope comes off and the cows get out of the pen. Some of these little DNA strands make it to the surface of the cell. They pop out, little bubbles. You got what they used to call a retrovirus, they used to call a tumor virus, they're now calling exosomes. Exosome, outside of, exo, like extraterrestrial, exosome, extrasomal. What is it? It's the same thing as what they're calling, in many cases, a human endogenous retrovirus or HIV. What's the difference? There is no difference. You starve and beat up a cell, you're going to get these things produced. You feed a cell, you're going to be able to suppress these things. But feeding the cells is the most important thing to remember.
Well, that's it. Nutrients, and of course, they're too basic. They do not profit the pharmaceutical industrial complex unless you believe in synthesizing artificial nutrients. Unfortunately, some people are still trapped in that paradigm as well, which is why we have Chris here talking about the whole food form of nutrients as well. As Chris, I'm going to have you let loose as well as Liam. We're all fans here of sea vegetation as a way to get not only selenium, but so many of the nutrients that are lacking in land-based foods.
Yeah, because we don't want to get overexcited about one element, selenium, although it's really easy to do so. And very high doses of selenium would especially be needful when you have immune challenges. But getting a broad spectrum of nutrients, including high levels of selenium, and in a whole food form, because there's a difference, and your body knows the difference between nutrients in food and that which man props up. Even on the government website here, they say we don't have enough info to recommend supplements, which is bogus, but that's what it says.
Yes.
But they do then say it's important for HIV-positive individuals to consume recommended amounts of selenium in their diet. So they note at least get it from food. Well, you can get whole food selenium, which is documented far more active in the body than any other selenium compounds that man makes and creates in the laboratory.
Well, I want to acknowledge here, Chris, that Jonathan at choosetobehealthy.com, my listeners from around the world can tap into the website, choosetobehealthy.com, can get the whole food selenium that we recommend here and utilize in our own homes. And, Chris, you brought to all of our attention, so I'm so grateful for that. And we'll talk also about the seaweed and how to get a hold of that in the next segment and restoring it in nutritional integrity as opposed to a pharmaceutical construct that has pulled the synthetic FDA-approved wool over so many eyes, including the World Health Organization, which has been corrupted by Big Pharma. And if you want freedom, you can't be drugged. The Soma doesn't work that way. Okay, breaking through the Orwellian construct here on the Robert Scott Bell Show, preempting World AIDS Day. More with Liam Sheff and Christopher Barr and sea vegetation when we come back from this break. Stay with me.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved, guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity
capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
Becoming a modern smoker is now easier and more cost-effective, thanks to LeCig. Traditional smokers the world over love LeCig. E-cigarettes with a look, feel, and taste of real cigarettes, but without the nasty smoke, ashes, or stains. LeCig is powered by revolutionary microelectronic technology. A small, rechargeable battery and unique replaceable cartridge provide all the satisfaction and benefits of smoking without the smoke and all the hazards. See the large variety of LeCig e-cigarette supplies and accessories at LeCig.com. That's L-E-C-I-G. LeCig is competitively priced, comes with the best customer service, a 30-day warranty, and satisfaction guaranteed. What a great gift idea. For a 10% discount, mention GCN when you call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Ask for fast, free, same-day shipping. Order online at LeCig.com and use promo code GCN at checkout. That's L-E-C-I-G.com. LeCig, for today's modern smoker.
The information is so good, it requires no expiration date. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Thank you for being a part of this historic episode of the Robert Scott Bell Show, preempting World AIDS Day 2010, and getting the freedom to heal back into the hands of the people that need to heal. And, of course, that's what we did earlier this today's show. We actually played a number of clips from House of Numbers, Brent Leung's phenomenal documentary, including Luc Montagnier, the so-called discoverer of HIV, where he says a good immune system can clear it. In fact, he recommends antioxidants instead of always thinking about drugs and vaccines. He even mentions selenium, as Chris Barr has referenced, and Liam Sheff here as well. Now, if you think it doesn't get any crazier in so-called HIV mythology, scientism, religion, cult, Jay Levy, a medical doctor, he's at UCSF, San Francisco, says that, HIV depletes T cells. No, it doesn't. It's good. It's bad. It's ugly. What is it? You want to hear another schizophrenic perspective on HIV from the HIV establishment? Run clip six.
How HIV depletes the T cells so an individual advances to AIDS is probably due to multifactorial elements.
Many things.
One is it will kill the cell eventually that it infects.
It will.
HIV does not necessarily kill the cells that it infects.
It does or it doesn't.
Some T cells are directly killed by HIV, and other T cells keep the virus in check. It's a silent state within the cell. And I think in many cases, these cells can return to a normal function.
What did we just hear? He contradicted himself with every sentence he came out with. And this is the insanity, if you would realize and listen and go beyond the parroted talking heads in the mainstream media who are unwilling, unable to utilize whatever education they may have to ask the questions that lead to what we have discovered so many years ago. My dear friends Christopher Barr, Liam Sheff, and so many of my guests here on the Robert Scott Bell Show today. And Liam, what the heck was Levy saying here?
Well, he was saying what all AIDS researchers who are trying to be slightly honest as they take money with both hands have to say. In fact, Terry Michael, the researcher investigator, was talked the other day, and he said, do you know that Levy's gotten $25 million in the last decade? $25 million to do his research? This is the research. These are the fruits of the research. In other words, the Trojan exosomes that they call that they sometimes call HIV in some people that are really just broken little pieces of stuff, don't affect the T cells. They said they affected the T cells. Maybe they indirectly, the new research states that perhaps there's an indirect stimulation of the immune system. Get this, the immune system is so stimulated that you get AIDS. It's all nonsense. It's all junk. The immune system is damaged by people who are starving to death, who have cholera and tuberculosis in Africa, who have sepsis and dysentery, people who are intoxicated from street drugs, party drugs, pharmaceutical drugs, constant antibiotic abuse. That's how you get sick.
Yes.
I want to tell you just quickly, I misspoke before. The Stephen Jay Gould, who published the papers, different Stephen Jay Gould than the Darwinian scholar. Just want to clear that up for all the people taking notes. And you can look up his paper, Trojan Exosome Hypothesis. But Chris was telling us off the air of a University of Miami study looking at selenium, and I wonder if I can throw it to Chris for a second to tell that story.
Go ahead, Chris.
Yeah, it was 2007, actually. University of Miami said they took people with advanced AIDS cases, almost 200 people, 260 in the study. And they noted that those receiving just 200 micrograms daily, which I would say is a low amount, but even with that low amount, they had a significant decrease in immune status falling, and they had a significant increase in immune markers in those that had been rapidly failing with AIDS, and that was giving them just 200 micrograms daily of it. And they noted a whole food form, and they noted that there's a difference, and that they even recommended in the study that people be sure to get better forms of selenium for better results.
Yeah, I want to reiterate, Jonathan at choosetobehealthy.com, those are stateside that can use toll-free numbers. He's at 866-424-1077, 866-424-1077. As Liam also mentioned, the abject overuse and abuse of antibiotics as well, creating these immune deficiencies and malnutrition because you can't absorb nutrients through defective intestinal linings. And so repairing that, a big part of that is the use of probiotics 12 plus, good pre and probiotics combinations that you can get from Jonathan, as well as then getting the nutrients back in. In addition, as I mentioned, the sea-based vegetation, Chris, can you relate a little bit more of your experience with Super Sea Veg for me?
Yeah, Super Sea Veg has selenium, and it has all the other nutrients. I think every nutrient that's been discovered to date you'll find in selenium, or excuse me, in Super Sea Veg. So you know, that enhances the effect of selenium and any other therapies nutritionally that you're using when you have everything else present. Give an assist. There's a synergistic action.
If you're at all concerned about immune deficiency and you're not already on a sea vegetation, please at least call to get information. If not, order the Super Sea Veg at 800-893-8344, 800-893-8344. Those of you who have ordered in the past and still want to take advantage of the free shipping you can get when you go online to SuperSea.com, you can enter RSB and you'll get free shipping. And Chris, you know, again, the idea is getting the nutrition that may not even be in the land-based food people are consuming.
Yes, and that's also what's noted in the University of Miami study. The researchers actually noted it's hard to get, and sometimes they said you can't get enough from your food. And I've never seen any study in my life from a mainstream source that actually recommended looking for better forms of a nutrient. Normally they just treat any nutrient the same no matter what source it comes from.
Indeed. And Liam, you can be found at liamchef.com as well as reducetheburden.org.
Yeah, if you go to reducetheburden.org, which is an AIDS-specific site about literally how to reduce the burden of this damning make-believe diagnosis on these people who actually have illness and need to get better. That's what the Reduce the Burden is about. You can search on the page or look at the bookmarks and look up selenium. There are a dozen articles from the mainstream on what micronutrients from food sources do.
Well, Liam Schaff, Chris Barr, thank you. Thank you to all my guests, all those people touched by so-called AIDS and the phantom retrovirus. We've given you some real information you can go on to empower yourself with healing that the mainstream pharmaceutical orthodoxy doesn't seem to invest in. We invest in it here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Next week, live from the Soho Expo in Orlando, Florida. Remember, Senate Bill 510, stop it tomorrow. The power to heal is yours right here on the Robert Scott Bell Show.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.